It's the Nuclear Playground Podcast.
Yeah. What am I doing? All she needed was some.
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 All
she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some.
All she needed was some. At the Clippers game on the court side. About to nip you like a 4-5. I've been mad at you too. I got more fire. It can't go anymore.
Go home, Roger.
I'm a smart guy.
I ain't fucking with you niggas like apartheid. What is up, my people? I am Sprout.
I am Jeremy.
This is Nuclear Playground.
And we are podcasting.
We are doing things.
We are doing the podcast. We are
eating seeds, smoking blunts, and cigarettes. And we got Nintendo games because we about to do some shit later with the Nintendo. And I'm excited. Today's a good day. There's a chill in the air, which means it's pumpkin spice season.
Sweater weather.
Yes, sweater weather.
I get to wear my topaz sweater.
And I'm not excited about the pumpkin spice, but I know a lot of Christinas that are. And
hey, I love all of these white women wearing these black-ass leggings with their bubble butts sticking out and their Uggs.
Not the Ugg boots.
The Ugg boots.
Ugg boots are a terrible mistake.
Dude, I like them.
We had to go down to like, you know, the government building. Yep. Not like the government center, but the one where like food stamps and all that shit.
Yep.
I had to go with her downtown. She didn't want to go by herself. She's not familiar in Minneapolis. She's a St. Paul girl. Walking with her downtown, and I was like, you might want to wear some different shoes. And she's like, no, I like these. These are cute. She has some Ugg boots on.
Right.
We get off the bus. We don't even get halfway to our destination from the bus downtown. And she already fucking upset because her feet are wet and it's like 20 below. Yeah. And I'm like, Ugg boots?
Duh.
You wear Ugg boots.
You're supposed to be taking your ass from the car to the mall and those things. Mm-hmm. Or to Caribou or, you know, some shit like that. Where it's appropriate. No, I like Ugg boots on chicks, especially when they're wearing those leggings and those big sweaters, because it's like a horse. It reminds me of the Clydesdales when they got nice
them Budweiser shoes.
Yeah, just like because they got the nice muscular like round bubble butts, dude. And like, you know how horses have those really strong legs, and then they have those big old hairy Clydesdale boots.
You've been to too many donkey shows, my guy.
I've been in a couple. So what of it?
Shout out to my sister Shauna, by the way. I hope you're well.
Yep, I haven't spoken to your sister in forever.
I haven't spoken to my sister in forever. Not by choice. She's, you know, she had some demons that she had to deal with. And, you know, she seems like she's doing well now on TikTok and shit, you know, putting up all them spring chicken videos.
And I love how you go hard on that shit. It cracks me up every time.
Dude, me and my dad were looking on TikTok. I'm not talking shit about my sister, by the way. But mind you, she getting close to 40. And she out here trying to be cute for these niggas on TikTok. And it's like, you gotta do something else if you want them followers. Be you passed
prime.
You passed. I won't say you're past your prime, but
no, I'm just saying.
You're getting
not like,
old. You are getting old.
Not like prime, like beauty, but just like life wise. Like, what are you doing? If you haven't done anything by now, you better start doing something more than just sitting on camera. That's what I mean by prime.
I'm at the point in my life where like. Because I don't think I'm an ugly individual, but I'm humble at the same time.
I make you ugly as fuck, but that's
okay.
Thank
you. I need that. Keep me in my zone. So, but no, I mean, I do know that I'm at the age where my dashing good looks ain't taking me that far no more. I got to show some intellect and show that I'm worth some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'd rather make shit on TikTok that, you know, that is either, like, funny or shows that I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right. If I do a TikTok, I'm not going to show off my keg that's my six pack waiting to happen.
Man, I can't wait till I get abs to the point where they just like on my cheek. Get like a 22 pack. Many abs, they don't know where to put themselves. They just put them in my biceps. Like,
it would have been like when I was a kid, I was skinny and I had like abs when I was real little. And then I became a teenager and I was still skinny, had little abs, but they weren't like, they didn't pop out.
I remember being like 15, 16. You know this too. Like, I used to be like real gaunt.
Yep.
Like, damn near emaciated.
Yep.
Like, and But I still had abs for some dumbass reason. And then when I came back from like that brief training period in the army, I came back fucking stacked, B.
You came cut up more than a Julian salad.
More cut up than Julian fried. And then I left, did my active duty shit, got real fucked up, but still worked out. I don't know how the fuck I did that shit, man. Like, because I lost all motivation to work out doing all them drugs and shit. But for some reason, my body would just be like, nigga, get up. You got to go running. Nigga, get up. You got to go do push-ups and shit. And I came back, and I still maintained that shape. And then 2 months later, working at Pizza Hut, eating junk food, and then hanging out with y'all niggas and shit, just getting fucked up all the time, my body was just like, you going to be a dad soon.
Yup. So my shit went from fucking teenager to muscular to dad bod in like 2 years. Like, I went from skinny to working outside and eating fucking gas station food and got all that muscle.
This is what tripped me out about you, is that I left. I don't forget this. We weighed ourselves before I left. And I weighed about 135 pounds. You weighed like 127. You used to be skinnier than me.
Yep.
You stayed skinnier than me. I don't know how we both ate like monsters. But like, for some reason, we were just two skinny-ass kids that can run like the wind. And then I left. I came back. You were still skinnier than me, but you were gaining some weight because you were working with your pops.
Yep.
And then you were like, damn, Sprout, you got all cut. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm kissing my guns and shit. Then I left again, and I came back like a year or two later, and then you was just like beefy, my nigga. You was just lifting up refrigerators with one hand and fucking helping niggas move couches with like a pinky. Like, I was like, how the fuck you get so big? I'll do landscaping now.
Yep. Yeah, I was lifting like bricks and like fucking sod all day and all that bullshit.
Like, my voice just got this deep like 3 years ago. I'm not even bluffing. You know this. Like, yeah. I left for the army sounding like how Jeremiah sound right now.
Right.
Like, he looked like a grown-ass dude, but he sounded like a kid. And I looked like a kid and sounded like a kid the whole fucking time I was in the army. And nobody believed me. There's no way a kid like you was in the army. I was like, I promise you, I'm 19. And they're like, nah, you're like 12.
You know what you remind me of? Nigel Jones, a dude on YouTube who played, it was like on the Braille Army. Mm-hmm. The black dude who skated on there, like like you, went to the Army.
Nigel's dope as fuck.
He's old as shit too.
Is he?
Yes.
How old is he?
He's like in his late 20s, almost 30s.
No the fuck he's not. Yes, I thought he was like 18.
No, yeah, he's that
Are
age.
You serious?
Yeah.
Nigel old as fuck.
Yep.
That just goes to show you, black don't crack.
That dude look young as fuck.
I'm about to be like 180 and everybody gonna be like, can I see your ID?
I'm not making that far.
We get at least two more black presidents.
But what if they? What does the vice president count?
I gotta save one from assassination. No,
I was gonna say
because otherwise I'd cut my hair.
I was gonna say, if a vice president and president is black at the same time,
I'm not cutting my hair until I get a black president. I'm not dying until we get a black vice and president.
We got a black vice president.
And I'm still finna be drinking and smoking cigarettes.
And vice president?
I want a black vice and president.
At the same time.
I will not die until I see that happen at the same fucking time.
I'm just saying, because we
got... At the same time. We got a black vice.
And we had a black president and a black...
She need to pick a side, or actually the media need to pick a side, because they're like, she's the first black and first Asian vice president. I'm like, is she?
Is she?
She don't look that Asian.
I mean, like, does she have the Asian morals?
Yeah, she got like, what, like Pakistani or Indian parents? Or a Indian parent? But like,
okay.
Your last name is Harris. You are black as fuck. I'm a Harris. We might be related.
That's so funny.
Because my dad's family is Harris's. So like, if her family came from Shreveport, Louisiana, we're related. Because 90% of Shreveport is my family.
Really?
That's what my uncle tells me. He told me I can't go to Shreveport by myself because I might accidentally fuck a cousin.
Damn.
They got an app in Iceland where you can figure out through the app whether or not the person you're flirting with is your cousin. They need that in Shreveport.
They need that on the res.
For real.
That's like an ongoing joke on the res. Like, this is my girlfriend. That ain't your girlfriend. That's your cousin.
Oof. I got a cousin who I've not discussed about this with, but I've told my dad about this. I didn't know she was my cousin at the time. I've known her since as long as I can remember. She's the only family member I've known longer than all my other family members on my dad's side of the family, including my dad. And not my dad who raised me, by the way, for those who are listening, my biological dad.
Bio dad.
Bio dad. But anyways, my cousin Naisha used to always hang out with me and like Antoine and everybody in like high school and shit. But before then, like when we were in like elementary school, we just hung out at church and shit. And so like the first year I went to Bible camp was the first year I got into fights all the time as well. And it's like me, Naisha, and like a couple other kids from church. We were like the only black kids there. It was an uncomfortable amount of whiteness out there. And like back then, like in the suburbs, because now we have black people in the suburbs and shit. But back then,
right,
none, fucking none. So all these kids from like Eagan, New Brighton, all this shit, they're like out here like, oh shit, black kids, let's fucking make fun of them instead of trying to fucking find, you know, a common ground with them. And so I would just be fighting all the time, just beating up kids. And there was a point in time where I'd get outnumbered and my cousin would come in. I didn't know she was my cousin at the time. And she'd come and start beating motherfuckers' asses with me. And she'd be like, that's my cousin, step the fuck off. And I'm like, you're not my cousin, we're just really good friends. And even in high school, that's my cousin, step the fuck off, right?
Right.
And then I meet Bio Dad. We're sitting in the car talking. He's showing me pictures of all my siblings and shit. And he busts out this picture of Naisha. And he goes, yeah, it's your cousin Naisha. I was like, Naisha Harris? He goes, yeah, you know her? It's like, I've known her my whole fucking life. That's my cousin? He's like, yeah. I was like, thank God I never made a move. Because I used to flirt with her like all the time in high school. Me and Antoine and like all my guy friends, we would always flirt with her. And then Antoine ended up taking her to prom one year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, thank God I never made a move. And then my dad's like, no shit, because we would have laughed at y'all niggas for the rest of your lives.
For the rest of your life. For all of it. There's a story that was very similar. In my family, when my cousins was dating this girl for a long time, off and on, tumultuous relationship.
A cousin I know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't go into names, but anyways, years go by and they find out the last name and they're like, wait, who are you related to? Like, they found out that they were related to this specific last name. And they're like, wait, we're related to that specific last name. And then we find out, like, through lineage that they're like second cousins or cousins.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was like, that app could have made really good fucking use at that point. Instead, now you're like, oh, dude, you was eating your own second cousin. Like, don't tell. Don't remind me.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's got to be terrible.
It's better than finding out that you hung out with a dude, and I'm not going to name drop here, but we both know who we're talking about here. But it's better than finding out that you hung out with a dude your whole life and was like training bitches with this dude, and then you find out like 30 years later that he was born with the package.
Yep. Yeah, that would be fucked up.
Because if I was homeboy in particular, man, I'd be pissed.
Yep.
I'd be super pissed.
Yep. There's another.
I'm super surprised that he didn't know, though, because everybody knew.
So he was in fucking paper at one point, I think.
What?
Yeah, but that was like a neighborhood paper. It wasn't like.
Oh, it was like a fucking like.
The alley or some shit like that. Yeah. But there's another story just like that of some people we know. Actually, we know both of them. And they met in Vegas. Just on by happenstance, and that's where they met each other, and then they ended up fucking the whole time they were there, and then they came back here to go visit each other, like to go show off like who their new person is, and when they got there, they found out that they're family. And you know these people.
Do I?
Both of them. Oh, I don't want to name drop, but yeah, it is.
I'm going to be thinking about this all night, because this sounds like a really familiar story.
It is. It is.
It has happened a long ass time ago.
Yep. I mean, that's really.
That shows you how small the world is, though. It is.
That's coincidental.
That's why I'm glad we got 23andMe now.
Yeah. Right?
Because I'd be getting Facebook friend references like, oh, you guys should be friends. And some of these girls on there look like really, really good. And then I'd be seeing that like they're mutual friends with all of my dad's family. And I'm like, that's my fucking cousin. I'm 100% certain that's my cousin. Walk away from temptation and just leave it alone. Like, but you never know. Like, that's the thing. Like, you.
That too.
Yeah. That did happen.
Yep. Yep. That's a story that people tell over there. They're like, damn. There's some juicy ones, man. There's some juicy ones. There's
some tidbits in there.
Yep. I know this dude who can't sleep with anybody but older women. Like, they have to, like, they have, he has to lube them up. That's what he said. He's like, if they ain't go through menopause, I don't want it.
And I'm why?
Like, I don't know what it is. It's his fetish. It's like his thing. And I can't wrap my head around. It's like another guy we know who's into muscular women. Like big women. Like
I don't
China.
Know nobody like that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No fucking way, do I?
Yes, you do.
Has he aired this out to me?
Probably. Or maybe not. He might not have. You haven't spent a whole lot of time around him, but you have a few times.
He's not in the inner circle, though, is he? Is he in any of our circles?
He's in mine. Miss Jasmine knows him.
The Italian.
Yes, the Italian.
No fucking way.
Yeah. I was like, he wants them to pick him up and toss him around. Like,
are you for real?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wow.
I was like, well, damn. I'm not going to lie. I seen a couple of them, like, super muscular chicks. They're like, they look really good, but I'm not really into it, though. Like, I've been with a woman who's, like, super into fitness, and I've wrestled guys, and that's what it was like. Like, 'cause it's, like, hard as the table. Like, when they're that fit, like, they are hard as a rock. It's not soft. You know,
I
like,
want soft.
Exactly.
I like soft.
I like soft. I like to grip my hands in places. And when you do it, it's like gripping a table or gripping a man's leg when you're trying to wrestle. You know? Going for a takedown. That's what it feels like.
Hey, my mom made it to Seattle safely.
Hey, congratulations. You know, I've never been to Seattle.
That was a long-ass flight.
I want to go to Seattle. I want to go visit Bruce Lee's grave.
I love Seattle. Let's go.
I want to visit his
Can
grave.
We go? If I don't go to Yuma.
Isn't his son buried next to him?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. I want to go visit their graves.
Let's go. Okay, well, there's a chance I'm not going to be able to go to Yuma anyway. So let's go to Seattle.
Seattle?
Yeah, we can take a train. We don't even have to drive.
A train?
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't rode a train since.
I've never been on a train.
Really?
Never.
They're kind of fun. A little bit. I mean, if you got something to do.
I mean, the only thing I'm worried about is crashing, because Jeremiah was on a train coming back from Seattle one year, and they actually crashed. Like, they hit, like, nobody informed the conductor that, like, they were working on the tracks, and so the conductor's like, doop-a-doop-a-doo, I'm driving a train, seen this bulldozer out there, was like, oh, shit, hit the brakes, but he couldn't hit them in time, and he fucking killed the guy in the bulldozer.
Damn.
And so Jeremiah comes home, and Levi come home, and I'm like, are you guys okay? Like,
that poor conductor.
Oh, yeah, I know that he's got to live with that for the rest of his life.
I know,
life.
He's like, shit.
I bet he quit his job once he got back here.
Oh, man, I've seen videos on Reddit and a couple other places where there's, like, video cameras on the fronts of trains, and they are just slaughtering animals left and right. They're watching cows just go, poof. And deer going,
really?
Poof, yep, they just explode because they're so big.
Yeah, no, there's no debris there after that.
Yep, they horses. I've seen. I watched them clear through a bunch of sheep.
I heard cows be fucking trains up. Apparently not.
Not this cow. Not this cow. It did not. I mean, it must have hit it just right because it popped like.
Let's fucking go to Seattle, beep.
All right. We'll get that figured out.
I got mad vacation hours. I haven't used but like maybe two of them.
Seattle. Yep. I want to go.
I miss Seattle, man. I actually want to go back out to Tacoma. You want to go check out Mount Rainier?
Why not, dude? I love like nature and
they got
mountains
a fucking,
and shit.
They got a hiking trail and shit. About and that. I think they got like, not like Sherpas, but they got like guides and shit.
Sherpas. Dude, I don't need a fucking Sherpa there, dude. Like, there's, like, more, like, specific for, like, Mount Everest and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I hear that Sherpas actually have a specific mutation in their DNA that doesn't allow their blood to, like, freeze and shit. And,
it's because they've been on the mountain for so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, yeah. So they can handle the cold way better than any.
They can probably handle lack of oxygen way better,
yeah,
too.
That
I bet
too.
Being on the surface sucks. Like, being, like, all the way, like, at the base of the mountain.
They're like, I got so much oxygen. Like,
I can do anything.
I can think.
The
they're, like, super smart when they come down here. But they're, like, aging rapidly from all the oxygen.
They got Fox Dye and shit.
That's crazy, man.
Well, hey, let's take a quick break, pay some bills, shake the piggy bank, and then we'll come back.
Pay some bills.
Yeah.
I hate paying bills.
That's the worst, but you know, we got to be responsible adults.
No. Don't. No.
I got to eat.
Yep.
Ali, Ali, oxen free.
So I thought those seeds would help you to not smoke.
Yep, and then I just was like, you know what? I'm going to smoke another cigarette. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the need to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to smoke some of your cigarettes. Don't do that. Right now.
Don't you do that.
Just like one of the cool guys. Look at this. Why do you do that?
At this point, just out of fucking pure habit.
Okay. God.
That's what you sound like.
Yeah, you walk around tasting like this.
Mm-hmm. And bitches be putting their tongue in my mouth.
I know. That's why I'm like,
I'm like, y'all don't know what you're signing up for. Here you go.
Is that a Tennessee bird bath? And he's like,
Tennessee
dip your mouth in your smoke filled mouth. Like,
my mouth tastes like Texas tea. Straight up tar, baby.
Yuck. That's so gross.
Oh, I just grossed myself out.
Yeah. I imagine like trying to wring your lungs out and my hands getting stuck to your lungs from all the tar. Like,
put it to you like this. If I was gay, I would make other people's dicks addicted to cigarettes.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if you could smell from your butthole? I think dick hygiene would be a really good thing. Like, dude, this dude's dick smells really bad. You're like, no.
Why'd your dick smell like cigarettes?
Who you been cheating on me with? Oh, damn. Yep. Oh, yeah, shit. Now I imagine a dick does smell like cigarettes if it's been sucked by someone who smokes. I never thought about that.
I don't think it would smell like cigarettes, but I bet. Okay, so say if I went to like a club, right?
Yeah.
And I got blowjob in the bathroom and chick smoked cigarettes like heavily.
Yeah.
I don't think that like my dick would smell like cigarettes. It would definitely taste like cigarettes. Like if I went and like got another blowjob from someone else.
Yeah, well that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, here's my other thing. Like
I think that if you get a blowjob from a chick who smokes cigarettes heavily, like say she just got done smoking like 3 cigarettes.
Yeah, and then she sucked your dick.
And then she sucked your dick. And then another chick sucks your dick like later on. Now your cigarette, not your cigarette, now your dick tastes like skull.
I think your dick smells like an ashtray. But just because
it smells like an ashtray. Now,
just think of it like this. Like when I was younger, I used to test like how my breath smelled by licking my arm and letting it dry, and then I would smell that spot. And it would smell like however my mouth is.
Why couldn't you just catapult your breath into your mouth like most people? Like,
because like that's a better judge,
I just smell,
man.
I just did that to myself and I just smelled nothing but cigarettes.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that dried up spit smelled, right? So like imagine your dick covered in like throat slobber. It's gonna smell like fucking cigarette, like super hard.
But what if you ate pineapples?
Then it's gonna smell like a Capri. No, I don't know.
You got a segment for us?
Oh yeah, actually it's a segment / tribute thing. Norm MacDonald died today.
No fucking way.
Yes.
How did I not hear about this?
Yep, he was 61 years old and he was going through a 10-year battle with cancer that he
Are you serious?
Kept it in private, didn't say shit to nobody this whole time when he was doing like all those other shits. Mm-mm-mm. Yep. but yeah. So, in light of the situation, what was your favorite Norm MacDonald role? Could be TV, movie. It doesn't matter. I have a couple.
Weekend Update Norm MacDonald.
That's one of them. Weekend Update Norm. He was savage as fuck.
He didn't give a fuck.
Nope. I love that about him. He went hard on the OJ jokes, like super hard. Remember the OJ Simpson shit? It was like he was going for OJ constantly. He went for him all the time.
Oh, dude, what was that one bit that had us dying in your van that one time? Oh, fuck.
It was a Norm McDonald.
Helped him swallow the seed.
Sprout died today. What's your favorite?
What's your favorite Sprout white people rant? No, but it was.
I can't remember.
Damn. Norm McDonald was just a really funny individual, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, he
just naturally funny type.
You're never gonna hear that type of humor ever again.
No,
like never.
My other favorite role of his was Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo. Was his Deuce Bigalow the second movie where he was the Irish or the Scottish fucking prostitute? That shit had me. He was like, "Daddy, daddy, what's that hanging off your?" He pussy.
Like, he pussy.
He called it a he pussy. Like, that's funny.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, it's sad. It's like, damn. Another good comedian. But, you know, everybody's got to go. I'm just like, you never really expect it ever.
It's just sad when it happens. You know, yeah. What I mean? Like somebody that, like, me personally, I base a lot of my comedy off of a lot of other comedians.
Right.
And mostly just because, like, I do entertain the thought of doing stand-up one day.
Right.
old as shit right now, so I probably won't do it. But, like, I like entertaining the thought.
Hey, man, Charlie Murphy didn't start until late in the
outside game. Of this podcast, I've said some hilarious shit. Probably during this podcast, too. I don't know. But, like, not that I'm tooting my own horn here, but like, you know, like, I toot.
No.
Especially when I was a lot younger, you know what I mean? Right. Because like when I was younger, Norm Macdonald was like in his prime, you know what I mean? And, so a lot of my influence comes from like people like Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
George Carlin.
Yeah. People with no filter.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Especially Dave Chappelle because like around the time I was in high school is around the time I discovered him. And so like.
Right.
Because well, that's he when, like, started his career shit, when man. I was about in high school, like while he was in high school, it kind of inspired me to be like more like funny,
right.
You know what I mean? But then like you know I'd already like had seen Norm Macdonald by then, and right. I was like, dude, he goes hard as fuck, and if anybody goes hard as fuck as Norm Macdonald, I want to be like them.
Yeah,
that's why I like Dave Chappelle. That's why I like Nimesh Patel. That's why I like Andrew Schultz because they don't give a fuck.
Right. Right. I like that myself. It's pretty honest.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. A lot of people are afraid to be themselves because they're going to get judged or whatever. And I'm like, fuck you, man. If you don't know me, then you don't fucking like me. And that's it. If I'm the real me and you don't like me, then I can accept that. That's who I am.
That was Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
He was, as a real person, he was no different than his comedy.
Yeah, I
he
love Patrice O'Neal.
He said what the fuck that he wanted to say and just didn't give a fuck.
I love Patrice O'Neal. That was sad when he died, too.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. George Carlin's dead, too. Stop talking about dead people.
Dead people is all I see. I have a segment.
Okay.
Black people Twitter. Hey, we have a quick one.
All right, what is it?
At J. Desmond Harris says, I would pay to watch footage of someone doing their own research, air quotes, own research on vaccines. Share your screen because I'm absolutely dying to know what you're looking at. So, we're going to play a game. What do you think people are researching when they were researching vaccines?
Headlines. Just headlines, though. Google. Headlines, and then they'll research memes. I think that's the majority. What the majority of people actually do. Because like, look at this. Like, if you're going to do your real research, you can't just do research on what's come out for right now for the things that are right here.
I don't think people are doing research. Real research. Here's how far as I feel like the research goes. You log on to some platform of social media. All of your like-minded friends, probably people in your circle, post some ridiculous shit. You, for some reason, agree with it because they're in your circle. And that's about as far as it goes. And I know this because Trump's first impeachment, that people were like, well, what do you know about it? And they were like, read the transcript. And a perfect example, Jordan Klepper was like, okay, well, have you read the transcript? And they were like, no, but, you know, I don't need to. Why not?
Because somebody else paraphrased it for him, and that's the headline.
Exactly my point.
That's what I said, exactly headlines and memes. And like, some of that shit, it really is just perspective. Like, even the headlines, like, they'll say some things, and, like, in a way, that's how it is. But it's like, when you read the full story, it's like, eh, there's a lot more that goes to it. It's not just outright like that. Like, when they say, this guy, or Conor McGregor, threw hands at MGK, right? Not really. He did was aggressive, and he threw, like, booze, and they were so far apart, like, there was never a chance for him to ever touch him. So, but the headlines make you to believe that, like, he was, like, there was a scuffle where they were, like, oh, locked up, and he threw a hand at him. Like, no, that was not it at all. They weren't even near each other.
My question is, how was it 4 or 5 years ago Facebook was, like, the number one news source?
Because that's where everybody shares whatever articles they find from, like, Snopes and all that extra shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an echo chamber, you know what I mean? Like, regardless if it's fake information or not, you got all these people who are going to be there to back you up on your stupid opinions.
Did you know if you go on Facebook right now,
yeah,
and if you type in the word vaccine,
yeah,
or just COVID-19,
yeah,
just that, and then post it, you'll get a fucking link from an administrator that fact checks you about COVID. They're like, fucking man, just let the algorithm fix it.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. They're like, why can't we just let the United States be just that, where it's like every state has different rules and different laws with different people? You know what I mean?
But we do.
No.
Look at Texas. Their abortion laws are like
ridiculous,
wildly off the rails right now.
Right, ridiculous. And you would think people would be moving.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You'd think people would move.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know,
but they don't want to.
Exactly.
Because Texas has all that freedom.
Right. They don't want to move.
They don't even have.
I would move.
They're on their own power grid.
Right.
If they wanted to, they can be their own country right now.
Yeah, they're on their own power grid. Look what happened when that storm came down there.
Mm-hmm.
fuck that whole shit up for a little bit there. Like, people died from that shit, dude.
They easily got help from Minnesota, but nope.
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know, man. But here's the thing. That may be Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of states are all trying to, not all, but like there's a good chunk of states that have exactly the same fucking laws and shit. You know what I mean? And a lot of the rules are changing to match up the same. So it's not just like the United States is different states. It's like this region of the United States is this way and this region is this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, okay. For example, for a while, marijuana laws were like, California was the only place you could smoke weed and not get arrested back in the 90s. You know what I mean?
Shit, you can smoke that shit out in New York now.
Yeah, now.
And they had the tightest laws.
Right. And then they have all of this shit going on. Like MMA, you can finally have MMA in New York.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they've been doing it for like the last couple of years. But before that, it was locked up in this weird mafia type. We want this money. If you don't pay us this money, we're not allowing you guys to do that type shit. It was like some strong arm shit. Did not make any sense. It's just a lot of places are going to start to adapt all the same rules as their neighboring states or things like that. And I really don't. I don't know. I don't like that. I don't. It kind of loses the tapestry. that we got going on of all the crazy weird shit. And I'm not against. Okay, here's the other thing. I'm not against anybody's opinions to like, oh, you want to fucking carry a gun, carry a gun. You want to believe Trump is Trump, what fucking beautiful, whatever. You want to be gay, be gay. You want to smoke all the drugs, do that shit. I don't want nobody telling me I have to be that way at all. Just because I'm not doing this or doing that doesn't mean I'm a fucked up person. It's just like that's not my lifestyle.
Right, I thought it was our God-given American right, if I'm quoting people who say that shit.
But like,
that we could be whoever the fuck we want to be. And if I don't want to be what the fuck you want me to be, you should be okay with that.
Or you should just leave me the fuck alone.
Or just leave me the fuck alone. There are like 8 billion other people you can fuck with.
Right. Right. I don't want to have to fit into this box like everybody else has to fit in. Like, I don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't like your rules. I don't like your shit. I like to think that I have a little bit of control over myself, you know, and my own ideas. So this shit's weird.
You ready for some Ask Reddit?
Yeah, let's ask Reddit.
Yeah. All right. First question. Did I skip it? Where is that? Oh, I guess that is the first question. Okay. It's so weirdly written. It goes, those who do not fear death, why?
Those who do not fear death, why? That is a good question. There's times where I don't fear death because I feel like I know my place. And I also know that when it does happen, I'm not going to know it's happened. Like, most of the time, most people don't realize. They're like, I'm dying! And then they just die, but they don't realize they're dead.
Yeah.
Because you're dead. And like The Sopranos last episode, he's listening, Don't Stop Believing, sitting in the restaurant with his family, and his daughter comes in through the door, and the screen goes blank, and that's it. You don't hear a gunshot. You don't hear nothing.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, he could be dead. He could be alive. But really, it's like, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't see it coming.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, that's the thing. That I don't fear. Okay. Read a lot of, like, the Hagakure and, you know, like, a lot of literature based off of just, like, the code of Bushido.
Yeah.
And, you know, samurai rush recklessly as if they're already dead.
Well, right, because, like, the only thing that matters is killing your enemy.
If you run under eaves of houses to avoid the rain, you're just as wet as the person who walked in the rain. That's basically what it is. You know what I mean? So, why should I care? You know what I mean? I'm right with my maker. If I die today, then I did what I had to do on this earth already. It means that it was my time to go.
Yeah.
And even if it was a violent death, you know what I'm saying? Like, it had to have happened for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm either the cause or the solution to a problem.
Right.
That's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? And, like, yeah. Say, like, the doctor says, okay, well, you have cancer and you have, like, a week to live.
Right.
I'm going to feel bad. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm just going to be worried that, like, I'm not going to be here to do right by my people once I'm gone. You know what I mean? And that's the only sad part that comes with it, is that I'm leaving motherfuckers behind.
Right.
That's it.
If we were like, if we had unlimited resources at your disposal, would you do anything to make a large mark to be remembered? Like Alexander the Great or fucking, you know.
The Koch brothers. I would make a large mark. I would like to be remembered by a healthy chunk of people, yeah. I don't think I would like to be like Alexander the Great or like fucking Nefertiti or like Caesar or no shit like that.
Yeah, they're remembered still.
I'd like to be like remembered like Da Vinci or Michelangelo.
But they're
or
still like, remembered, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be remembered like Hitler. But here's the thing.
Are you sure?
But
I'm kidding.
But still, he is remembered. So is Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun and, like, all of these other people who've killed thousands of motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't want to be remembered for killing people.
You don't want to be infamous? Infamy and fame. Infamy and
fame are the same thing. I agree with you on that. But I mean, I can get my I can get my infamy through other means, through other nonviolent means. I can have volatile opinions, like I always do, and that'll get me by just fine. So
yeah, like Alex Jones is gonna be remembered for a while. Fucking, you know who? I don't like just by looking at him. Howard Stern.
He does look like the embodiment of coronavirus.
I just don't like him, dude. I don't know. He looks like this weird Muppet thing.
He looks like the He-Man Muppet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, another one. If God makes you God for 1 minute, which thing would you do first?
So if I had God-like abilities to create, right?
If you and God swap bodies for exactly 60 seconds, what would you do?
I would stab myself.
Why?
To kill God.
You'd kill the universe.
Exactly.
I'm gonna Thanos everything.
Yes. Fuck it. No. I would Thanos everything. I would be like, half of everybody's gone. People are like, what the fuck? And then it would hate me and then kill me, rip me. Well, whatever's left over would hate and kill me and rip me to pieces. But
you're God. For 60 seconds.
Yeah, but after that 60 seconds, I'm just me again.
Oh, yeah, mortal you as fuck.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It'd be like, boom, everybody gone. Boom, all the sickness gone. What else can I do really fast? Climate, bam, fix that.
You know what I would do?
Infinite servers.
I'll use my godlike powers for that 60 seconds. To project a message across the entire world in the minds of every human being so they can see the body of the me God power wagging furiously at them saying, and I quote, stop fucking up, Harriet Tubman. And then I dissipate.
And then it would be taken wrong, just like it always has.
That's the beauty of it.
it would just continue to be fucked up. They've been looking up like, huh? But like I'm saying, if you could take out half of the world's population, it would free up a lot of extra. Oh, speaking of which, I don't know what numbers, like in the millions or the billions, that they're talking about being displaced by 2030 because of all of these different places being uninhabitable because of the flooding and the heat.
Like, well, that and like here specifically, we're becoming more tropical by the decade. Well, so.
Yeah. Well, that and like, okay, so there's being a lot of places that are inhabitable. There's like a lot of places that are drying up and there's not a lot of water. It's not, you just can't live there anymore. And they're talking about like millions or billions of refugees needing different places to go. And they're talking like there's it's not places like nuclear fucking places where they're blowing up bombs and shit. This is like just normal land masses that are no longer habitable.
I have an idea.
What?
Send them to Belarus. Have them fix the government there.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea. We got to figure it out. But you know what? There's a lot of problems that are coming up that no president really talked about so much because there was all these other things to talk about. But the one candidate that talked about all these things that are going on right now besides the corona and he had like plans for him, Andrew Yang.
Really?
Yep. He was talking about how many people are not going to have jobs by like this year or last year. He also, that's why he was talking about universal income, which is kind of, I mean, look at where we're at right now, right?
We got the money for it. We keep giving it to the military.
There's a lot of other things that he was talking about for employment and enrichment programs, like all this other shit to get people motivated to do things because he knew that we're going to have a lot of job loss. And then he's like, the majority of jobs are going to be for skilled workers and people who are in the tech industry, you know?
Mm-hmm. Where's my other one? This one is a toss-up. It makes me laugh, but it also makes me kind of sad for other people. So, and I only laugh just because... Okay, I have friends who have asked this question. It's not funny because of that. It's just funny that somebody went to the entirety of the internet to get this answer.
Okay.
Instead of asking somebody who they actually know. People that have loving parents, what is it like?
It really depends on your definition of love and loving.
Well, do you feel like your parents love you?
I know I got my ass kicked. I know I got a lot of things that were not good, but I do know I learned a lot of fucking valuable lessons for life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I got a work ethic out of it. I got.
Have any of your parents out their mouths told you that they love you?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Your pops?
Yeah, I think when I was a kid.
Cause I've never heard him be emotional ever.
No, it was weird. Okay, so he just, like, a couple years ago was like the first time he hugged me since I could remember.
Like, really?
Yeah, and I, like, he was there, and I come in the house. I'm like, hey, what's up? And then he goes to hug me, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, like this. And they're like, no. And my mom and Jasmine and Jazz, like, everybody's like, it's okay. Like, what is he doing? Like, what are you doing? And then.
But before then, did you ever have confirmation that, like, your pops was like.
Yeah, I
loving pops?
Yeah, because despite him being a hard ass and this, that. And the other thing, I've had plenty of moments where we're like just hunting or working together. Mm-hmm. And I think since my dad was always an angry guy, you know, he was like, not.
That's all I usually see.
Yeah.
He was just growing up.
Yeah. Maybe he's different now that he's older. But back then he was like super angry. So I think that's another thing. Like, I was poor. I didn't fit in. And my dad was like wicked, and there was like a lot of a broken family shit going on, and like, just I can go on about like how fucked up my childhood was, and I think that's why I tried to be funny, but like, more or less, I would try to make my dad laugh, and if I could make him laugh, then everything was cool, because then I didn't have to worry about him being angry at me anymore, because right. Then I could make him fucking laugh whenever. So I spent the majority of my time when I was with my dad alone trying to make him laugh. So I would like think of the craziest jokes. And
it's funny because your dad has some crazy ass jokes.
I would tell him shit, and eventually he would crack a smile, and then eventually he would just laugh out loud. And then I was like, cool. My dad likes me. Because, like, I go to work with him as a kid, and he'd be like, grab me that screwdriver. And he didn't say, like, a flathead or Phillips. I just gave him whatever screwdriver was nearest. Mm-hmm. He'd be, what the fuck you doing? He'd get mad at me, like, what the fuck? I said screwdriver. He's like, this is a flathead. I need a Phillips. I'm like, okay.
My dad who raised me, I've known ever since I can remember that, like, my dad loved me, you know what I mean? Even though I'm not his biologically.
Yeah.
But here's how I know, is because I didn't know he wasn't my dad until I was, like, 9, 10 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then, like, when I found out, I felt like because he knew that I found out that, like, at the drop of a dime, I could just be out the picture with him. You know what I mean? That's how I felt. Sometimes I still feel that now, because now I know my biological father. And my therapist, she's like, man, nigga, you tripping. And I'm like, am I though? Because sometimes I worry, like, oh, now you know your real dad. The fuck you need me for, right?
Right.
But that's a whole other can of worms. But, like, initially it was like, fuck, he knows I know. And if I want to keep this rapport, I got to be just as funny as him. And I got to match his humor and make sure that we have this, like, ha-ha rapport still. So, like, whenever I talk to my dad, we're mostly just talking shit, cracking jokes and shit like that.
Right.
And it's because, like, even now, like, I feel like if I'm not the funny one, or if at least I'm not as funny as, like, my other siblings, then I'm not really part of that family.
Right.
And it's I know it's not true. I know my pops. Even now, like, heavy into the pandemic, like, last year, me and my brother and my dad went out to lunch at Hy-Vee, of all places. And we had lunch out there. And we're driving around smoking a blunt in his car and shit. And he dropped us off. And we were like, hey, Dad, thanks for lunch. And he was like, no, thank you guys for being my sons. And I almost cried right in front of them niggas. But I'm a man. So I waited till I got in the house.
I'm just saying, you wuss. Don't be a wuss.
My mom... Me and my mom have had our arguments and stuff like that when I was like a teenager, but I was rebellious as fuck, and I felt like the world owed me everything because I had no real dad in my life, right?
Right.
And, but I mean, like, I know that, like, all the stuff she did, be it good or bad only being from my perspective at the time,
right,
in hindsight, like, I know it was for my own good.
Right.
I tell that to my sister all the time. You know, like, I mean, like, you might not agree with my mom or what mom's doing, but, like, it's for your own good.
Right. It's me.
Oh, I was like, I thought my computer exploded. But, you know, like, my mom and I have always been able to, like, talk about our feelings and stuff like that with each other.
Feelings.
Not all the time. There's some things that we weren't willing to talk about until, like, we became adults and shit like that. But
right,
those are things that are neither here nor there when it comes to, like, what actually goes on between the two of us. But, you know, she's always had my best interests at heart. She's always, like, encouraged me to be involved with all facets of the arts. And, you know, I can't be anything but grateful for that. You know what I mean? Right. And then I ended up watching Erased over the course of this last weekend. And if there's two things I learned from that anime, it's one, appreciate the fuck out your mom, because you never know when your fifth grade teacher's going to come and stab her in the back. And two, fake it till you make it really works.
Well, that's how it's always been done. Like, that's how we got all the information we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people just went out and did it and then figured that shit out. And then eventually that got put into books, mm-hmm. you know, just like those mushrooms. There's a lot of dead motherfuckers from those mushrooms that they ate.
Rest in peace to all the
mushroom tasters.
Mushroom tasters.
Yep. Yep. All of the fruit eaters, all of the berry pickers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of trial and error.
All the leaf eaters.
Oh, man.
What if there's like that one head of lettuce that's just like deadly to mankind that we don't know about because we never dared to eat it yet.
Up there, I'm sure what is it? Death camus. And there's a lot of shit that'll kill you, like cyanide you to death right away. There's a lot of poison. There's a lot of hemlock filled with cyanide all over here, everywhere. Over by this river, tons of it, dude. Poison hemlock, that shit will kill you dead.
I bet.
Yep. We could synthesize it.
And smoke it.
And step. What?
I'm trying to get high, man.
Oh, man. So, I got another question.
What's that?
Out of these games right here.
See.
Which one is your favorite one?
Mm.
We got Blaster Master.
Hold up.
Blades of Steel.
Wait.
What? No, I didn't bring all my games. They're all sitting downstairs, but these are the ones that I got up here. Okay. So we got Track and Field 2, Blaster Master, Blades of Steel, Bad Dudes, Nintendo Golf, not NES Golf Open, but Nintendo Golf, Super Mario 3, Skate or Die 2, and Double Dragon, and Double Dragon 2.
They're all so good. I have fond memories with all of them.
Yes. It's a toss-up between Blaster Master and Mario 3, and then Double Dragon for a third place, I guess.
I'm going to go in numerical order from 9 to 1.
Okay.
These are all fantastic games. All of them. I'm not going to shit on these games. I'm not by my mic either. So, number 9, Nintendo Golf. Love it. Played it on my birthday, my 12th birthday for the first time. Fell in love with it instantly. That was actually the same day I fell in love with Legend of Kage, which I left at home. Number 8, Bad Dudes. Played it more in the arcade than I did on the Nintendo, but still a great game. Number 7, Blades of Steel.
I love that game.
My aunt was the only person in my family that owned the game, and I would go to her house just to play it. Fuck. What am I on? 6?
Six.
6, Double Dragon 2. It's just dope as fuck.
Uh-huh.
5, Double Dragon. But it's better on the Master System. 4, Track and Field 1. It's just fun. Track and Field 2 is number 3. It's got fencing and karate and all that shit. Love it. 2, Blaster Master. It really should be number 1 on this list, but Mario 3 is right here, and that has to take it.
Well, what about Skate or Die?
Did I not count the right amount of games?
No, you missed Skate or Die.
Okay, hold up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, there are 10. I counted 9. I didn't see Skate or Die sitting here. Golf is at 10. Skate or Die is 4. Blaster Master is still 2, and Mario 3 is 1.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go Blaster Master 1. Mario 3 is 2. Double Dragon 2 is 3. And then Blades of Steel is 4 for me. And then 5 would be Double Dragon. 6 would be Skate or Die 2. Then... track and field, and then track and field 2, then golf. Golf would be my last one, even though I love golf. I love all the games.
No, they're all great.
Yep.
Are we about to play them?
Right. Well,
but not right now.
Not right now.
Because we're still doing this. You want to end this on the Florida Man?
Sure, Florida Man.
This one sent in by user chocolate_matter. Florida man who partook in capital insurrection and owns a roofing business wants his ankle monitor removed because it couldn't bear his clients.
No way.
I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
This is Nuclear Playground. Peace.
Peace. These Florida men, I like that they're a different breed, man.
They are. Too bad they're sinking into the ocean.
Remember when Bugs Bunny cut fucking Florida off? And kicked it out into the ocean.
I wish that was a real thing.
Yeah.
But I do remember that. That was great.
Yep. Get old Bugs Bunny.